From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And coming up, the future of energy in the U.S. We'll speak with Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz.
But first, all sorts of activity regarding Ukraine today. During his budget press briefing, President Obama criticized Russia's show of force in Crimea.
There is a strong belief that Russia's action is violating international law. President Putin seems to have a different set of lawyers making a different set of interpretations.
In fact, earlier today, President Putin denied that Russian troops were even in Crimea, but some of them had a tense standoff with Ukrainian troops, a standoff that ended peacefully. Also today, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Kiev with a $1 billion check for Ukraine's transitional leaders. He said they were standing up to Russian tyranny, but he also said he prefers de-escalating the crisis.
It is diplomacy and respect for sovereignty, not unilateral force, that can best solve disputes like this in the 21st century.
Joining us from the NPR studios in Washington is military analyst Major General Bob Scales, former head of the U.S. Army War College. So, General, you hear John Kerry say diplomacy. You say what?
Well, Robin, I think he gave an excellent argument for the United States and the EU maintaining the moral high ground in this crisis. But the truth is that ground truth tells us that the Crimea is slowly slipping away from the Ukraine, and there's nothing we can do to stop what most observers call a sort of de facto annexation and further militarization of the Crimea by the Russians. And the discussion now in the EU, particularly in countries like Estonia and Poland, is what Putin's going to do next. Yeah. Because, frankly, Robin, Putin has the initiative in this whole thing.
Well, and you have said that there should be a military option on the table. What kind?
Oh, there are many things that the United States, working with its NATO allies, can do. First of all, I think the president should immediately start the anti-ballistic missile initiative that he had with Poland and the Czech Republic, because this then will give assurances to these countries that the United States is back in the game of defending them and will give them the political high ground they need in order to stand up and resist the Russians. I think we have a perfect right to exercise naval forces in the Black Sea, and there's no reason that we shouldn't do that and do it robustly. I think everyone knows that the best maneuver ground in Central Europe is in Poland. The United States and NATO have exercised forces in Poland before, and we should do that.
Well, but we're hearing other military leaders. We just heard Major General Spider Marks on CNN call the situation in Crimea a tinderbox. We mentioned that there was a face-off earlier today between Russians and Ukrainians. The Russian troops are guarding a base there. The Ukrainians who used to work there were demanding their jobs back. The Russians fired shots into the air. Now, again, the Ukrainians walked away. The situation was diffused. But General Marks pointed to this: when you have troops firing shots into the air, it can escalate quickly. Wouldn't the goal be to take away any sort of military pressure to try to de-escalate that situation?
Well, nothing's going to de-escalate this. The firepower, the initiative, the military advantage, the strategic high ground is owned by the Russians, and they call the shots. Those shots you mentioned being fired in the air were fired by Russian special forces, not by the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians have no alternative other than to bow to what the Russians do. What I'm talking about is a longer term, more measured military, along with diplomatic and economic response to the Russians. Look, Putin's military really is a hollow shell. The rest of the world probably doesn't believe that, but Putin knows what his weaknesses are. And the last thing he wants to do over the next few months is face off against NATO, because he knows that he'd lose that.
Well, even a hawk like Senator John McCain says there is not a workable military solution here. You've mentioned you think there should be diplomacy as well. But we are hearing from other analysts. Ben Judah comes to mind, that President Putin is not afraid of economic sanctions because so much of the West has been happily taking Russian rubles recently.
Right.
But would you ever see, and very briefly, sir, boots on the ground?
No, I would not see boots on the ground in the Ukraine. I would certainly see a unified, coordinated NATO response on the periphery to let Putin know that this won't stand in the long term.
Major General Bob Scales, military analyst, former head of the U.S. Army War College. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.